The Essex Boat Jumble isn't just a sparkling social occasion. It's the skinflint boat junkies Harrods, Harvey Nichols and Poundshop all rolled into one, served up with bacon butties and mud-coloured tea in a polystyrene cup. I ask you, does life get any better? Now, historic North Weald Aerodrome, a frontline fighter base in the Battle of Britain, is a place full of atmosphere and most of it sub-zero. The wind whips over its bleak and barren landscape as lashing rain stings your face and your tea erupts into a violent cauldron of breaking crests with fierce flying foam. If you want to see a real storm in a teacup, this is the place. It's like Siberian winter, and in winter it's even worse. Every year, in early March, the so-called Spring Essex Boat Jumble is always cleverly timed to coincide with a day that's later reported to be the worst since records began. It's a shrewd bit of planning because the very first stall you come to after the entrance sells new old stock Arctic survival gear. Me and my old-timer nautical pals Julian and Ted are old hands, and once we've got kitted out in Shackleton and Scott hand-me-downs, we're ready to jumble. But this time it's different. For years we've been amassing mountains of nautical must-haves and maritime essentials, also known as total boat crap. Mostly we failed to fob it off on one another, and so now we've decided it's time to purge our garages and our garden sheds and cleanse our souls. Yes, we've taken a stall. Julian, who spent a frustrated childhood waiting for the last ice age to end so he could launch the boat he'd built out of leather with mammoth tusks for oars, said he had a plan. In fact, he had lots of them. Being an architect, he'd overcomplicated things, applied for outline planning permission, designed a stall using state-of-the-art CAD software, commissioned a 3D model, and created an impressive PowerPoint presentation to support his application for lottery funding. Me and Ted told him to shut up. Ted, who tells a great story about how he got caught out in his westerly coracle when Moses parted the Red Sea, you must hear it sometime, also had a plan. It was a lot simpler and simply involved relocating his garden shed to North Weald. He didn't even bother with planning permission. As for me, on the other hand, I didn't have a plan. Now, I tell you that if what you were looking for was used anodes, second-hand batteries, and out-of-date flares, you need go no further than Julian, Ted and Dave's nautical fancy goods emporium. I should point out that the flares were a pair of Julian's old trousers from his man about the pontoon Howard's Way days, as you're not allowed to sell pyrotechnic flares at boat jumbles. Cool. After 4 years, that's the first piece of real, actual boat information that's appeared in my column. Groundbreaking. Anyway, Julian, being Julian, had also been devious, furtive and underhand. In total secrecy, he'd been cutting up and preparing little bundles of teak from his hoard, and he was doing a roaring trade. It wasn't even as good as the stuff I'd taken down the skip the week before. Ted had cornered the world market in obsolete electronic navigation equipment, and we are talking obsolete here. At each major refit of his beloved westerly renown, he's always upgraded with newly obsolete kit, although he refers to it as tried and tested technology. That means the stuff he's taken off is truly Jurassic. Of course, it all works perfectly, as Ted told his punters. It's just that the transmitters for the radio direction finders and whatnots he had on show had all been dismantled several decades ago. Still, there was interest from a small museum. As for me, I discovered that in general, it's probably best to sell boat stuff at a boat jumble. For some reason, call it inspiration if you like, I threw in a load of old car magazines and a manual coffee grinder to augment the boat stuff. I couldn't shift the car magazines, but I nearly convinced a bloke the coffee grinder was the main working part of a vintage Baby Blake toilet. I also found that I suffered intermittent attacks of boat jumble Tourette's. When anyone asked me the price of anything, I had no control of what came out of my mouth. The thing is, I didn't know what anything was worth, though it had all been immensely valuable to me at one stage. So I'd just blurt, "And that's £500. Oh, make that £6 for cash. Oh, call it 50p. Done." Well, with this novel sales patter, I sold quite a lot in the first 10 minutes, and then not a lot at all. Curious, that. But whatever way you look at it, it was a result, because for the first time ever, I'd gone to a boat jumble and not bought any rope. I'd also purged my soul. And on the way out, I felt wonderfully liberated as I dumped a pile of old sailing magazines in a skip. But the next thing you know, Judin and Ted have vaulted into the skip and are gleefully gathering up armfuls of magazines they wouldn't give me 50p for earlier. But I'll have the last laugh. I'll buy them back next year. Now, the Autumn Essex Boat Jumble takes place on September the 6th at Battlesbridge Antique Centre. The telephone number is 02392 381 405 or 07887 771451. You can go online at www.boatjumbles.net, and we do hope you come along, because Julian, Ted and myself will be there, and we hope you buy something from us. All the best.